ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 12, Top 5 Japanese Classroom Phrases.Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the All About Japanese series.
In this lesson, you'll learn the top 5 phrases you'll hear in a classroom.
These are phrases that a teacher would use often. You'll get a head start by already knowing these phrases. So, without further ado, let's listen to the first phrase.
Please say it, or please repeat after me.
言ってください。言ってください。言ってください。
言ってください。言ってください。言ってください。
So, when you're in a classroom, hopefully you'll be doing a lot of speaking.
The teacher will probably make you say or repeat many words and phrases, right?
Right. So first, we'll introduce the phrase, please say it or...Please repeat after me.
For this one, we say, 言ってください。It literally means, please say it.
So a teacher might point to a word on the board and say something like,
言ってください。
Can you say it again?
言ってください。
Break it down.
言ってください。言ってください。
Please say it.
If the teacher wants you to repeat the phrase though, they might say,Repeat してください。
Naomi-sensei? Repeat. Repeat?
Right. It's borrowed from English.
I can tell that.
Let's listen to the next phrase.
Please look.
見てください。見てください。見てください。
見てください。見てくださいください。見てください。
Now, it sounds a lot like the phrase we just went over.
Right. 言ってください。Please say it. And 見てください。Please look. Sounds really similar.
So, make sure to note the difference. Can we hear the phrase, please look one more time?
見てください。
Break it down.
見てください。見てください。
Literally, look please. Now, you can also put a noun in front of this phrase to indicate what you want the person to look at. For example,
ホワイトボード、見てください。
Please look at the whiteboard.
ホワイトボード is whiteboard.
Now, the next phrase is another request.
Please read.
読んでください。読んでくださいください。読んでください。
読んでください。よ、ん、で、く、だ、さ、い。読んでください。
If the teacher wants you to practice reading some word, a phrase, or a passage, you can expect to hear this. Please read.
So, can you guess the meaning? テキスト、読んでください。
Texto. That's a textbook, right?
Right.
So please read your textbook.
Right. Texto. 読んでください。
So, Naomi-sensei, what if the teacher wants you to write something? What will they say?
That would be our next phrase.
Please write.
書いてください。書いてください。書いてください。
書いてください。書い てください
You may have noticed all the expressions up until now have
ください
at the end. Remember that in a class setting, when you hear this at the end, the speaker is asking you to do something.
Right. Your teacher is asking you to do something.
Very politely. The last phrase we'll look at is
a question.
Do you understand?
わかりますか?わかりますか?わかりますか?
わかりますか?わかりますか?わかりますか?
Now, teachers want to make sure that their students are keeping up with everything. So, they'll often ask if everyone understands, right?
Right. わかりますか?
Do you understand?
わかります is a verb. To understand. か indicates a question. It's like a question mark.
So literally, understand question? Or understand? Of course it means, do you understand?
You might also hear, 大丈夫ですか?
This literally means, is it okay? Or is everything okay?
This one is used pretty often as well.
In other situations, it would probably be translated as,Are you okay? But in the classroom, it can be used to confirm whether or not someone understands something, right?
Right.
Can we hear the phrase again?
大丈夫ですか?
Is everything okay? So, let's recap what we learned in this lesson. Again, if you're studying in a classroom, these phrases are absolutely critical. You'll hear them again and again. Let's hear them one more time. Nami-sensei, お願いします。
Sure. 言ってください。
Please say it.Please repeat it.
見てください。
Please look.
読んでください。
Please read.
書いてください。
Please write.
わかりますか?
Do you understand?
So everyone, わかりますか?
There you have it. All five phrases for the classroom. And we'll see you next time.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account.It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.